Bible Baptist Church, located at 2015 Beulah Road in Madisonville, Kentucky, would like to invite you to listen to a message of the sovereign grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ by their pastor, David Edmondson.
The Apostle Paul told the church at Corinth, I'm deeply concerned that the same way the serpent beguiled, the same way the serpent deceived Eve through subtlety, that your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him, or in other words, you might give him an ear. But since there's not another Jesus and another spirit and another gospel, you better not. Paul told the church at Galatia, he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him, from God, that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. This morning, my desire is to simply make you aware from the scriptures, from God's word, the Bible, what God says about false religion. And you can narrow down every and all religions and every and all denominations within those religions down to two groups, the true and the false, the gospel and another gospel, which is not another. The message of Jesus Christ and him crucified, and the message of another Jesus, which Paul declares to be a perversion of the true gospel. There are those who believe in God's grace in Christ and those who trust in their own works and in their own doing. And there are those who trust in what Christ has done and those who believe and preach that salvation is of the Lord and those who preach and believe salvation's of man. You see, it doesn't matter what I think, and it doesn't matter what you think. It only matters what God says, and God speaks to us through his word. And what I hope to show you from the scriptures this morning, and what I hope God would divinely reveal to us from his word, is his total rejection and displeasure of any perversion, any distortion, misrepresentation, or deviation from his truth. Years ago, the church where I attended used to sing that old song, Give Me That Old Time Religion. It's good enough for me. You remember that song? It was good enough for Mama. It was good enough for Daddy. It was good enough for Grandma. And it's good enough for me. But the question is it good enough for God? In order to be accepted by him, the Bible clearly declares and states that it has to be perfect to be accepted. And they used to sing that old song, this old-time religion, it makes the Methodist love the Baptist and the Catholic to love the Protestant. But is it enough to make God love the sinner? The sinner's offering and sacrifice to a thrice holy God has to be perfect. There's only one thing that God will accept, and that's the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. The perfect finished work of the Lord Jesus. Nothing else is good enough. Nothing we can offer is good enough. And there's nothing more upsetting to a true child of God, a believer in Christ, than to have someone lie on their God and make the efficacy of their Savior's blood to mean nothing. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, to say that Christ shed his blood for sinners who can still be lost is to do just that. Today's religion says, let's join hands together. Let's go along and get along. Let's put away our differences for the common good of the preaching of the gospel. But the problem is they don't preach the gospel. Paul said it's another gospel, another Jesus, and another spirit. And the God that I hear declared today by mainstream religion doesn't even come close to resembling the God of the Bible. The Jesus Christ that most in religion preach is a pathetic failure compared to the true God-man, the Christ of the Bible, that this word boldly declares. And it's true what the Lord told David. Men and women imagine God and his Christ to be altogether such a one as themselves. They think God to be like them. But in the end, God will reprove, he'll dispute, convince, correct, and rebuke those who declare such self-centered things. And it was then that the Lord told David, "Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you to pieces and there be none to deliver." God's nothing like us, and he's certainly nothing like the God that false religion preaches and worships. God is not wanting to save you, God saves. God's not trying to save you, God saves. He saves on purpose, he saves with power. And God has a zero tolerance concerning everything that's not the truth and is contrary to his gospel. That's why Paul wrote, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than the one we have preached to you, let him be accursed." We are to distance ourselves and separate ourselves from false religion's doctrine, their worship, and their practices. The gospel of God is singular, and to involve ourselves with teaching that's contrary to God's truth will in the end bring only eternal destruction. Now let me say this, I know that there are some sincere people that no doubt love Christ in the light that God has given them. There's some people in religion today that love Christ. However, the God that most folks in religion worship is not God. He's a figment of men and women's imagination. He's too much like man to be God. And it doesn't take long in talking to someone to find out that you and them have two different gods, two different saviors, two different hopes. Their hope is in doing, and your hope is already done. Your salvation's already accomplished. And it's not the same God, it's another Jesus. The Lord described false religion as doing iniquity. He said, "Many will say, Lord, Lord." These are not the words of an infidel. Those are the words of someone who professes to believe Jesus Christ is Lord. And they start out well, calling him Lord, but they praise him with their lips and their hearts are far from him. The truth of their hearts are revealed when they ask, "Haven't we done?" A true believer never speaks that way. It's not about what we've done. It's about what God has done. "Haven't we preached in your name?" they said. "Haven't we cast out devils? Haven't we done many wonderful works? Haven't we? Haven't we? Haven't we?" And the Lord said, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." When we expect reward or acceptance for something that we do, even if it's a good thing, it immediately becomes iniquity. In salvation, it does. That kind of religion does nothing but honor self, and God will not share his glory with another. God will say, "I never knew you." In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul listed several things that men and women are by nature. He said, "Neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, thieves, drunkards, revilers, extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And then he said, "And such were some of you. But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and led by the Spirit of God." It's God who has sanctified us. That word sanctified means to be made holy. By the which will we are sanctified, made holy through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, Hebrews 10:10. How are we sanctified? We're sanctified, made holy in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, 1 Corinthians 1:2. Jude wrote, "To them that are sanctified, to them that are made holy by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called," Jude 1:1. God's people are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification, being made holy. That's what the word means. Being made holy of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Christ. You can only be made holy one way, through Jesus Christ. only by the substitutionary work of Christ. And this holiness is a state of being, friends, not a progressive work of sanctification that the sinner themselves do. There are no degrees of holiness. You're either holy or you're not. And the believer is holy because God made them so. We're made holy because God chose us to be holy in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 15:16, Christ said, "You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you." We didn't decide to follow Jesus. He decided to save us before the foundation of the world. The Lord said, "I have ordained you. You have not ordained yourselves." Christ ordained us to go and bring forth fruit. We have not ordained ourselves to do so. Many believe that election is a reason for pride. That's not so. It's just the opposite. How can one take pride in something that they had nothing to do with? You see, we're bought with a price. We didn't purchase ourselves. We've been bought with the precious blood of Christ. Where is boasting then? It's excluded. By what law or of works? No, but by the law of grace, Romans 3:27. By believing and trusting in Jesus Christ who loved and gave himself for us. Paul wrote, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." We are made holy because God loved us before the world was ever made. The love of God for his people brought justice and judgment and wrath upon our substitute because God loved us. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and he sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins, 1 John 4:10. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1:5-6. Our dedication to Christ is never the cause of our salvation. It's always the result. We love him because he first loved us. Why do we love him? Because he first loved us. Those who love Christ are those whom Christ has caused to love them. His love for us is the cause of our love for him. And if you know that, it was God that revealed it to you. It's not in man's nature to believe that. Man believes God loves them because they loved him. But that's backwards. And that's only known by divine revelation. God loved us. God chose us. Salvation does not come by the great things that men and women believe that they do for God. Religion uses all the right terms. They speak of Christ. They talk of the Holy Spirit's work. They use all the right names and terms, but they compromise what is most important, and that's the perfect righteousness that Christ accomplished. And they do so by going about to establish their own righteousness. The only righteousness we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to a message by David Edmondson, the pastor of Bible Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of God's free, sovereign grace in Christ, you can write to our mailing address at P.O. Box 652, Madisonville, Kentucky 42431, or log on to our website at freegraceradio.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, we meet at 2015 Beulah Road, Madisonville, Kentucky, and our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship services begin at 11 o'clock a.m., Wednesday evening services at 7 o'clock p.m. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for another message of God's free and sovereign grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.